B-Pod Studios.
Anthony!
Already? I gotta deal with this Pat Egan. Already. I'm aggravated. It's not 45 seconds into the show, and Pat Egan is already aggravating me. Good morning,
that's
Jason.
Not true.
You look, he's one of those guys.
He's a hot taker. I swear to God, I hate him.
He's one of those guys you never wonder if he was at work on that day. You know, some people you work with, you go, were they even here today?
Yeah.
You know? Pat, no, you always know.
And you know what's funny?
Warning, this is a hot take alert.
You know what's funny is that he and I bond over a lot of things. I mean, we're both movie guys.
Yeah, he's a huge movie guy.
And like, I like him as a dude. But as a sports hot taker, like the way he argues, he wants to get knocked out.
Yeah, he's condescending. I love it.
The way he argues, he's begging to get clipped.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I love him, man, because he's got balls big enough to carry in a dump truck, man.
He does, except he's going to be stuffed into the bags. I got a couple things for you, because I don't know.
What a week.
Yeah, it sucks, all right? The Phillies blow, all right? Let me start off with that. This rotation is trash. Trash.
Oh, man.
Lost 3 of 4 to the Brewers. That's a team that can rake. Yeah. Absolutely yeah. Rake. They got a tough schedule ahead. Tough schedule.
Next four series.
I am petrified over this rotation. Petrified over their pitching in general. I don't know how they're going to survive.
Well, you bring up... Look, they lost 3 out of 4 to Milwaukee in the 4-game series. They're going to stay
home. The Rocks coming in?
Yeah, they're going to continue the home stand with the Rocks.
Got Michael Irvin pitching?
Is that right? Is he going to be laying on the turf? then they're going to go to Chicago for 4, then to Milwaukee for 3, then to St. Louis for 3, and then out to L.A. and Chavez Ravine for 3 and San Diego for 3. Boy, it's a long road trip.
Yep.
Whew, man.
I'm really worried about their pitching. As much as we talk about the bats, I mean, I'm not worried about Bryce Harper. I'm not worried about. I mean, that line should hit. I'm petrified over their pitching.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're right.
They have. This is where Pat Egan and I agree. Like their bullpen blows too. Like you worry about their bullpen and their rotation.
Yes, Sir Anthony, right now.
Oh, he comes in and bombs.
Yeah.
There's no roles in that pen. Mm. They got no one to close the game.
Are those your two biggest fears right now?
Yeah, man.
Well, here I have a bigger fear. And Gabe talked about it after the game yesterday, that they got to make some changes and they got to do some things differently after losing 3 out of 4. Now here comes Gabe. Because we thought this was going to be, what, like a set-it-and-forget-it lineup? You know, the top six in the lineup. Just set it. Gabe, don't mess with it, right? If the pitchers are pitching good, don't take them out. And to some extent, he's done that. But now Gabe's going to start tinkering because things aren't going well. And when Gabe tinkers, an analytic manager tinkers, he tinkers a lot. Ooh, let me try and change this.
Yeah.
You know, he's trying to do everything.
I hear you.
Remember what he did last year? He said it to Mikey Mist down at spring training. I did that last year to try to manipulate wins. He's going to start trying to manipulate wins, and that might drive us crazy.
Yeah, I'm not worried about Gabe. I'm cool with the Gabe.
Okay.
Honestly,
you like Harper hitting out of the two hole yesterday?
Yeah,
I was good with that.
Yeah, I don't fear the Gabe. Okay. I fear the pitchers.
you fear the guys that are chucking the ball.
I do. I fear the rotation. I fear their bullpen. I fear Jimmy Butler leaving. I got all kinds of fears.
Yeah, you are like paralyzed with fear. And I think maybe...
He sent that Instagram, Jimmy did.
Yeah.
And he thanked the fans, and he thanked Philadelphia. Like, why is he thanking us? Like, you know, I appreciate you thanking us, but, like, I just don't want it to be a farewell thank you.
Yeah. Andrew sent it to me and you yesterday, and it just says, Jimmy Butler to Philly, and my teammate, all caps, thank you to emoji hearts. And Andrew just said, what does this mean? And I said, at first glance, I thought it was nothing. But upon further review, I'm going, is that a goodbye? Is that a goodbye?
Here's the thing. I'm paranoid because I love Jimmy, right? Like, you know.
Yep, you're a Jimmy guy.
Yeah, but Jimmy is strange.
He's different.
You can't count on Jimmy. Like, I can't tell you what Jimmy's going to do.
No, maybe Jimmy doesn't know what Jimmy's going to do.
And that worries me.
Yeah.
It worries me.
Yeah.
I hear all these national pundits, and they're all speculating where Jimmy goes.
L.A.
And I don't understand. I'm going, hello, he's staying here.
Yeah.
Hello.
The fans loved him.
Where's
a warrior.
Where's he going?
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm
with you. I'm with you. I'm
all on that NBA radio. Like, I like the NBA, the NBA TV, all the NBA rumors, right? All that stuff. And it's like, where's he going? Is he going to the Knicks? Is he going to the Clippers? Will he go to the Lakers? Play with LeBron? It's like, what are you talking about?
And they don't mention the Sixers.
No.
They said, maybe he returns to the Sixers. They didn't start out there.
And I don't understand it because, like, to me, it's no brainer. Bring all four back. And let's go.
He had a chance, I thought, in that press conference that he did, the exit press conference, on several occasions to say, this is where I want to be. I hope it works out. I love playing here. I love playing with these guys. I think we have a great culture and coach and the whole thing. He lauded players, coaches, and the fans, but he never went as far to say, this is where I want to be going forward, and I want to win a championship in Philadelphia. And he had opportunity to do it, and then that comes out. And I don't know if we're reading too much into an Instagram post. That on its own, maybe we wouldn't had he said something different at the press conference, but he didn't. So when you kind of put all those things together, you go, well, A, does he want to be here? Or is he going to be lured by another star player somewhere else to go to either LA, New York, or wherever?
I don't know. He's a wild card. I worry about the wild card.
Yep, me too.
Brother that loves country music. That's a wild card.
Yeah. Yes, it is. It's an anomaly. But what makes Jimmy tick? Is it being a competitor and winning, and can he do that here?
Yes, I believe.
He's got to go somewhere where he can win.
I thought he looked around and went, all right, I can win with these guys. Like, he bonded with Embiid.
Well, big time.
Right?
Yeah, going to press conferences.
I thought he bonded with Ben,
support.
Too. You know, I thought that there was something there. So, you know, why couldn't you? Of course you could win. So, I don't know. I'm taking it as though he's coming back.
Yeah, that's one.
But I worry. If. I got worries.
Yeah.
I got worries.
Yeah.
You know what it is?
Well, you're still in mourning, too.
It's all about my mood.
Yeah.
I'm in fear, worry. I'm easily agitated. Right, Pat Egan?
And it's leading you to be steeped in pessimism.
Yes.
It really is.
Well, I'm not pessimistic. I would be more fatalistic than pessimistic.
Okay, but you have a lot of fear right now.
I do.
And it's
fear is not really
you.
Pessimism. It's a different feeling. It's more, oh my God.
Different muscle?
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I didn't watch a second of that Golden State game last night.
No?
Nope.
Oh man, how about Iggy? You didn't see Iggy?
No, I didn't want to see Iggy. Now, I watched the Raptors-Bucks game.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if that was because of self-flagellation.
You just put a rubber band on like your wrist and snap it for that.
Yeah.
Well, you had to give yourself lashings with a whip in the back?
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. However, I want to direct this part of the show towards you.
Okay.
I found out something yesterday that makes me look at you sideways.
All right. You found a lot of things throughout our history of knowing each other in the 20 years that make you look at me sideways. I can't imagine what it is.
Yeah, but like sideways meaning, are you an alien?
Am I? I've been a mountain troll, a critter, a squirrel.
Uh-huh.
So maybe now an alien? Do you have the X-Files theme?
Are you an alien? Are you?
Why? What did I do now?
If we cut you open, is it like
green
stuffing?
Stuffing.
Is it like
stovetop
string? No, stuffing like stuff down.
Oh, okay.
Like, are you just a brain?
No, I'm.
That's in a vessel.
There's not much of a brain in this vessel.
Well, I don't know because what I found out yesterday, and we'll tell you coming up. I'm blown away. And by the way, this isn't just some radio tease because I said it on the air yesterday. That you're an alien.
Oh, you did? And you and I weren't together. I said, I have no clue what you're talking about.
Yeah, I think alien. It's the strange. Like, I look at you and go,
really? Huh. Really?
Yeah.
Pat, do you have any idea what it is?
No clue. I mean, you are a weird dude.
Yeah, but
yeah,
Pat,
I think unto my own.
And I think Pat Egan, as weird as Pat Egan is,
he's more human than me.
I believe he's way more human.
Oh yeah, that's a fact.
All right, we're coming back with White Zombie's more human than human. You can bet on that, Anthony. 6-1. By the way, real quick too, I put together a list of what ifs. Uh-huh. This what if, you know, what if my aunt had, you know what, she'd be my uncle. But I'm thinking of what ifs in Philadelphia sports. And I made the case yesterday that three of our teams could contend for a championship in the next calendar year. But I have these what ifs. You have to overcome the what if for that to come to fruition. So I want to throw you what ifs.
All right.
I want to throw them to callers. What if? And see if these things are possible to be overcome. So so we can get some freaking parades around this town.
I like a what if.
Boston's are going to have three parades in. They had one with the Red Sox in October. They had one with the Patriots in the Super Bowl. And the Bruins are winning the Cup.
No, they're not winning.
They're winning the Cup. They just swept the Carolina out.
You're right. I mean, they did. Yeah. They swept Carolina.
You don't think they're winning?
No.
I think it's just Boston. They got some kind of BS karma from Buckner and all the year. I don't know. 610-632.
Sharks or Blues.
Yeah, well, the Blues got jobbed the other night, too.
They did, but Sharks or Blues.
Yeah, it'll be a series, no doubt. They're not going to sweep
that.
Yeah,
I scored.
Yeah. 610-632-0975. That is the number to get in. We'll find out why I might be an alien next. I'm as curious as everybody else listening. I wonder if people are going to guess it maybe on Twitter. We'll find out. 610-632-0975. That's Anthony Gargano doing the show with an alien on the Fanatic.
Yes. Is he human? I don't know. I mean, it could be like just, they use vessels, and he might be one of those guys.
Was I abducted?
No, they take over vessels, like the human body's just a vessel.
Oh, so I'm a host?
Yes.
Not a talk show host.
Right.
An alien host.
Philadelphia Union kept its unbeaten streak rolling by winning in, yes, Toronto. They beat Toronto last weekend. No, they beat Toronto FC. That was great. Somebody beat Toronto. It was a tough conference battle. And there it was in the 68th minute. The game winner by midfielder Jamiro Montero. It was awesome. Union on fire right now. That's right. Led by that great talent from here in Philadelphia, the vast depth of added talent in Montero and Kacper Shabilko. They've shined this season. Best start to the season in Union history. That's right. The U now unbeaten in their last five matches. They're going to return home tomorrow night, take on a hot Seattle Sounders from the West, who's sitting third place. The match again tomorrow night, 7:30, down at Talon Energy Stadium. First place Union seek to protect their home turf, where they've won the last five in a row. Tickets for tomorrow's game still available. It's a great spot to watch a game, man. To the latest on Philadelphia Union soccer, and to get the tickets, go to philadelphiaunion.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
10 a.m. hour brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all styles of windows. Plus, make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. Oh, yeah, a little zombie, Ant.
So, listen to this. So, this, my friend, is from a great listener, Mike from Delran.
Okay. Love Michael. I talked to him yesterday, or we talked to him the day before.
He said, after the Super Bowl, I cried my eyes out. Hell, I watched the Blu-ray video synopsis of that Super Bowl run last week and cried. I'm crying typing this thing, just thinking about the Super Bowl all over again. So yesterday, it comes to light from Andrew that you did not get emotional after the Eagles won the Super Bowl.
No, I was really excited and elated, and I almost couldn't believe it. It actually took a couple of days for me to kind of realize what happened. But no, I didn't get emotional like where I was welling up, or, you know, it didn't take me to that place. Didn't do that in 2008 either when the Phillies won the World Series. I didn't go to that place. Very happy, obviously, but it didn't.
The hell's wrong with you?
It didn't get me emotionally. No, I don't know. It just didn't have that reaction to me.
Do you got a soul?
Yeah, is that what you're talking about? That I'm an alien?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, well, I don't
what
know.
What do you mean,
No, it just didn't hit me that way.
Their whole life!
Yeah, I didn't think they'd win.
Your whole life!
Yeah.
Nobody thought it. Everybody thought, oh my God, we were the most fatalistic people on the planet.
Yeah, I remember thinking when I was 27 that they'd never win a Super Bowl, and I thought it up until they did that they'd never win a Super Bowl. I'd never seen it.
So how in the world did you not get emotional? Hell, I mean, I watched it with my lifelong friend and my cousin, who's like my brother, and we were like hugging and welling up. I'm hugging people.
You cried your way up Broad Street.
I was hugging strangers.
Yeah.
For hours.
With tears in your eyes.
In a tequila buzz.
Well, that maybe helped.
In a tequila fog.
Yeah.
I mean, what?
Yeah, no, it just didn't hit me that way. You can't force yourself to cry if that's not the emotion you're feeling.
No,
it didn't hit me that way.
That's weird. Pat, did you well up? Did you get emotional when the Eagles won?
I didn't well up. I'm sorry.
No, he saw an opportunity to sell 4133 magnets.
I did, yeah. No, I turned it into a business venture.
Yeah, he did. He capitalized.
No, I've never cried at a movie.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah, I've never cried.
No, I've cried at a movie. I'm not going to lie. Did you watch Marley and Me?
Yeah, no, I saw it many times.
A Dog's Life, dude?
Yeah, I love the movie, and I'll go see the next one.
Did it make you cry?
No,
I cried a ghost the first time I saw it.
I found myself
This Dog's Life is the worst.
Yeah, it's emotional.
You have to be a serial killer not to well up.
All right, the movie that I welled up at, I didn't cry, was Coco. I saw Coco 3 weeks.
And that's an animated film.
Well, I saw it 3 weeks after my grandfather.
Watching Coco.
I saw it 3 weeks after my grandfather died, and it's all about. If you've seen it, you know.
I've seen Coco, so because I have children.
It's a Pixar movie.
He loves Pixar.
Yeah, I love Pixar.
That's why he carries around that Buzz Lightyear backpack.
You don't have kids, right?
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, no, I have a kid.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, see, how old is the kid?
5 months.
Oh, that's right, you just had the baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I found myself getting more emotional since having the baby.
That will do it. Having kids doesn't make you more emotional.
In a way, I guess I was emotional because we had the baby because of the Super Bowl.
The baby's not watching Pixar. The baby's not going to your dad.
Yeah, but like I'm the Pixar generation though, where like if you're like 30, you see all the Pixar movies because you saw the first one with Toy Story when you were 6, and you know it goes.
So you grew up with it.
Yeah, I swear. You ask 30-year-olds, it's not that weird.
It's my Star Wars.
My Star Wars.
Yeah.
And,
well, you're different.
And by the way, I hate that.
I'm sorry.
I hate the fact. Because you know why? Because one day, I digress a minute, but one day I take little Aunt and Moss to the movies to go see, what the hell was that? Kobu? Whatever.
Right? Kobu and the Two Strings.
Come on, Bo.
Yes. Yes.
Saw Come On, Bo?
I did Kobu. So I take him to. I take
see him. You at the line now, to get the tickets. Can I get 2 tickets for Come On, Bo?
Now, it's a Sunday afternoon, all right? Sunday afternoon, 2 o'clock, and I'm in the theater with the two boys. So Massimo, and at that point, Massi's, I don't know, 4, maybe? He's pounding his feet, right? He's pounding his feet on the ground, like, you know, that nervous,
that's
whatever.
Yeah, kids do.
You know. So I look over, and there's two dudes.
Like adults.
Like Pat, like, I don't know, maybe they're 25.
Pseudo-adult.
Right? Like Pat, right? Two J-O's, all right?
That's harsh.
All right?
I'm sure they're nice guys.
All right? No, they weren't. And the one dude tells my kid to shush.
No, you can't do that. No, you can't do that.
Now.
I would never do that in a kid's
Massimo
movie.
Turned around and said,
kiss my ass.
Now, first of all, these two jerk, I want to say it so bad, just for emphasis.
In effect.
Right? Just for effect. But the fact is that these two dudes, all right, first of all, Massimo could have kicked both of their ass, right? But forget about that, all right? They shushed my kid. I never saw more rage in my life. And I can't, I got to control it because I don't want the boys to see that.
Sure.
So I go, Mas, don't worry about nothing. And I walk over, like I can lean over and I whisper in his ear about what I'm going to do to him if he ever talks to my kid again.
Yeah.
And how I'll do it over and over again. And I'm to the point that he's close to death, I'll bring him back to life to do it again. All right? That's how I was seething.
Yeah. It's a kids' movie. There's going to be kids there, and they're going to do things like that.
Yeah, you're in their territory. You can't.
Yeah, you're in their house.
Because here's the thing. It was really the second time. Like, the first I heard, oh, like that passive-aggressive sigh.
Yeah, that you hear on a plane with a kid behind you.
Oh.
Yeah.
In their little up-talk way. Oh.
It don't.
And I got to tell you, dude, I mean, you shush my kid. You're first of all, if I had taken him to an adult movie at, 8 o'clock, then it's on me, right?
Yeah.
Shouldn't be there. You're in a kid's movie.
Like matinee.
You don't belong there.
Well, he's talking to me like I'm the guy.
Yeah.
First of all, I think you're weird if you go to a kid's movie. Weird. I don't trust you. I look at you weirdly.
You look sideways.
Yeah. All right, going to see a kid's movie. Grow to bleep up and go see a real movie.
I see plenty of those.
He sees every movie.
Pat, you're a different case. You get my point. I'm not talking to you.
No, I do. Yeah. And it was funny because I recently went to go see a movie, like a kid's movie. I got a free screening from my friends at Allied. And there was a kid behind me that was probably the similar age to Moss. And he was talking during the movie. And at first I got, like the first time I heard it, I got a little bit annoyed. And then I realized, yo, like you're in a kid's movie. You know, you're in their territory. You can't get mad at this kid for talking. You're sitting here watching Pikachu. So that's what you have to do. You have to have that mindset of like,
you're
in their...
You saw Pikachu?
Yeah, I thought it looked funny. It was free.
Well, good catch.
It happens, man.
I feel like I'm just... I'm the alien.
Maybe you're the alien.
All right? I'm the
alien amongst
alien.
Us.
No,
I'm the
alien. Normal one.
I got dudes seeing kids' movies. I got other dudes who don't even get emotional when the Eagles, the freaking Eagles, win the Super Bowl. They win the Super Bowl. It's all 52 years.
Yeah, no, you're the normal. I'm the weird one. I'll admit it.
I wonder, did people cry when the Sixers, rather, when Kawhi hit the shot? You're morose. You didn't cry.
No, but the crying out of disappointment is childlike.
Mm-hmm.
Crying out of,
joy.
Bliss is kind of expected, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's a wonderful moment.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a beautiful moment. And so you're moved to bliss, to move to tears. You're not going to cry because they lost. I'm not crying because the Sixers lost.
Yeah.
I'm bummed out and I'm morose.
Angry all the time.
That's childish too, but whatever.
Yeah.
All right. I'm not above being childish. I was witnessed by getting through it. But I don't understand not welling up at the, or not just being, I'm hugging strangers. Walking down Walnut Street, hugging people.
Yep, and everybody's freaking out and crying and hugging and high-fiving the whole thing.
Yeah.
I get it. Yeah, it just didn't have it. No, sometimes you're a product of your environment. Now, I watched the second half of that Super Bowl by myself in my bedroom, sitting on, at the end of the bed, we have a little bench that, it opens up to the storage bench. I sat there and watched it by myself. Maybe had I been around other people that were emotional, it would have hit me that way.
Gotcha.
It didn't hit me that way.
Yeah, that's strange,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it didn't hit me that way. And you know, it's weird because my dad was a huge Eagle fan. Lost him a couple of years ago. And I did think of him and said something to him.
That's what I'm saying.
And it still didn't move me into that area of tears.
Wow.
The only time I've ever cried of anything sports related was at the death of Pelly Lindbergh.
Yeah, that's different.
I was 12 or 13 years old.
Right, that's different, though. Like, that's...
Yeah. And I played goalie, the whole
thing.
So... That was the only time I've ever been moved to tears from a sporting event. Now, I will cry at movies. There's no doubt about that. And I'm an emotional guy. Like, I'll cry at Marley Me. I'll cry at A Dog's Life. I'll cry at all kinds of movies. I watched Beautiful Boy and bawled my eyes out.
How in the world did you not... You wouldn't cry when Eagles won?
I don't know.
I'm not saying you're blubbering. I mean, I was like, oh my God, I can't believe you get like a little pang of, well. Yeah.
There was like moments of reflection, but it never moved me into that area. I was more just stunned that I saw what I saw. And when the ball finally hit the ground on that Hail Mary from Tom Brady, I was in disbelief more than I was in an emotional state.
I mean, I was like, oh my God, they did it. They did it. Like, yeah. That's like the end of, basically that was the real life, the end of Rocky. Yeah. That's real. They won.
Yeah, they actually got it done. Yeah, Adrian, we did it. It is what it was. Yeah, you're right. But I don't know why it didn't hit me that way. And I couldn't force tears. Didn't think about it.
Like the whole thing. Oh my God.
Huge dramatic music, right?
The Eagles won.
Yep.
They won.
Yeah, it didn't do that to me. A couple of tweets real quick. Bill Strobel tweets and goes, I didn't cry after the Super Bowl, and I'm a huge fan. That morning dip goes, the one thing we're glossing over with this crying situation, it started with players crying. When you see players crying, oftentimes, that's what leads you. You see the emotion that they carry, and it makes you more emotional. That's a product of the environment. But that didn't do that to me either. He goes, I want to know that a player that gave it their all and was okay to lose their emotions.
No, but he's talking about the Embiid. Not the Eagles winning crying.
So, yeah, it never did that. Brian says, you didn't cry when the Eagles won the Super Bowl? Like, come on, man. No, it didn't make me cry at all. I don't know what the percentage of people are that wept, but I was not one of them.
Maybe it's also part that like ethnicity. The colder the environment, the colder the emotion. The more usually how it works is the colder the environment that you come from, right?
Yeah,
physically is your emotion. Warm blooded. You're more of an emotional being.
Yeah. Okay, I get that.
But I don't know. All I know is usually Philadelphia, where we wear our emotions on our sleeves.
Yeah. Like that ninja tweets, and I love this guy, Original Buck, is I'm a Buccaneers fan, born and raised. I cried when the Eagles won because it made me think of how happy my father, grandfather, and a couple older cousins would be to see it. And he said, Jason Mert is just a hockey guy. He would cry if it were the Flyers. I'd bet every penny I have. I would not cry if it were the Flyers. The only time I've cried at any sport, and the Flyers have lost some heartbreaking games to end seasons.
Really?
No. Would not cry if they won, did not cry if they lose.
Well, I don't expect you to cry if they lose.
Sports doesn't hit me in that emotional muscle like that.
But I don't expect you to cry if they lose. Again, crying, it's the difference between welling up. It's not really cry.
We're not talking about snot bubbles and the whole thing.
Right. It's not your blubbering. You're uncontrollably crying. It's like you get misty.
Yeah.
It's the misty.
No,
how could you not get misty when the Eagles won the Super Bowl? Like, that's my point.
Yeah, and if it's the Flyers, I do the game, so it doesn't really.
Well, even
really
more so, you'd be a part of it.
Yeah, it wouldn't do that to me.
I mean, I was on.
Never find out.
I was pretty close to that Phillies run. Yeah. I mean, I was traveling with them from Fox.
Oh, you're all
the
over
playoffs and. I'm on the field. Chevaz
Ravine, I remember.
How close I am with Charlie. And I remember being on live TV, being
emotional.
I felt that mistiness, like, oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
Phillies broke 100 seasons. Phillies!
Yeah, 25 years.
Fight, the whole thing was awesome. It's balance.
Yeah, it didn't do that to me.
Be here, Jimmy.
Nope, never.
Well,
it just doesn't hit me in that emotional space. I don't know. It just doesn't. I don't know. 610-632-0975. Am I an alien or am I in the majority?
I don't know. Well, you and Pat, I'm in the minority here.
Just in this room. This is a very small room. Let's Mike from Del Ranch checking in. He starts us off on the Fanatic. What's up, Michael?
Not in the minority, cuz they're soulless.
That's what I'm saying, man.
Mike, it wasn't like I was like, okay, let me go downstairs and vacuum.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'll tell you what. So,
I got laundry to do now. It wasn't like that.
I was with a couple people, and because, my wife's a Patriots fan. She was 6 months pregnant at the time. I couldn't even get a good, like a real solid embrace from her. And I hugged my daughter, right? My daughter's 14. She was a couple months old when we lost the Super Bowl to the Patriots, right? So I look at this kid who's a teenager. She's closer to an adult. And she ever, then she was a baby, right? And I'm looking at her, and then when that ball dropped and I hugged my daughter, it just reminded me of just everything, right? And it's like, I would never cry over a loss, But when you put so much into it, if you're ever a season ticket holder, right, when you're a kid, your mom organizes Sunday around an Eagles game, and you grow up with that, and you think about the family that's gone. You know, my best friend passed away in 2016, and he's who I would talk sports with every day. And that's when I started calling you guys, right, because I don't have that, I didn't have that conversational person anymore, right?
Right.
Think about that guy. I had his picture hanging up in my bar in my basement, and I looked at it and I cried because the game ended. What time was that night? I remember. I was up until 3 a.m. So listen, a couple weeks ago, me and my buddy are in my garage. We're watching the Phillies game. We're like, yo, let's put in that Blu-ray DVD. All right, we watch that while we're watching the Phillies game. Now, we've both seen that thing probably a dozen times. I cry every time. But I'm thinking, you know what? I'm with my buddy. We're not going to do that today. Well, that ball drops. Because I look at him, he's turned away, rubbing his face. I'm rubbing my face.
Yeah.
I'm still wiping tears off my
face. Yeah.
It was the most, it was what you are a fan for.
Yes.
You're a sports fan.
You see, Mike, I had those same experiences growing up. You know, my parents rearranging our schedule as much as we could to watch the Eagles game, and it meant that much at my house. And my dad was like an okay guy. You know, he was an okay guy. He was
an old,
yeah, he was. Oh, Randall Cunningham, he threw an interception. He stinks, okay? My dad was a, get rid of that bum.
That's that generation. The whole generation was that.
They were jaded.
I'll never cry. That and Jerome Brown's death are the only two times I ever cried. I will never cry again over a sports moment. But
unless the Eagles get there this year and win with Wentz and you see him balling.
Nah, I won't. I won't cry again because it's not going to mean what it did to me. That Super Bowl, that was it. I can die a happy sports fan knowing that I saw it when there's a lot of people that were in my life that didn't get a chance to.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, I appreciate the call.
Thanks, brother.
A-G-L-E-S, Eagle Dumbass!
There you go.
See, that's awesome. Actually, the first time I felt good. That was a good chant.
Yeah.
That chant made me feel good.
I figured out the way to get you out of your
Where's phone. Andrew, man? I need Andrew here. Call Andrew.
Can I call him up?
Egan's not greasing the skids till you get mentally healthy again.
Now, first of all, I can't see him. It's dark in here because he likes the dark.
He can't see over the board anyway.
Exactly.
I got the way to get you out of your funk.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give you my suggestion.
I don't know if I can get
you out of this state.
I don't know if I trust you.
No.
I trust you. You get my point?
Because you are, look, we did the show Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and you're morose. You're moping around. You're hurt still. You're wounded.
I'm in a bad mood, too.
I didn't see you yesterday. And I see you this morning. I come to find out you're still morose. I'm not going to put up with it. My job to grab you by the collar and pull you out.
Yeah.
You need a hug?
I got the way to do it. Yeah, not from you, though. 610-632-0975. I'll pull you out, and I got the perfect way to do it.
I don't think so.
Midday show's back after this on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Call Andrew. All right, listen. The spring is in full swing. The only thing warmer than the temperature outside is, well, the action waiting for you on DraftKings Sportsbook app. That's right. Take a listen to everything that's going on this week. So they're running this incredible special baseball five-run promotion. If the team you bet on scores five runs but then loses the game, DraftKings will refund your bet up to $25. If baseball's not your thing, there's plenty to bet on. You got, conference championships, hockey, and then basketball. You got the Bucks Raptors again tonight. You got the PGA championship going on right now. It's been wild. DJ 500 today. It's amazing. So much going on, there's no better time to make your first bet. Plus, DraftKings will give you a risk-free bet up to $500. Just remember, while you can download the DraftKings Sportsbook app from anywhere, you got to be physically located in New Jersey to place your bets. Download the new DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Use code FANATIC and sign up for a limited time. When you make your first bet, DraftKings will give you a risk-free bet up to $500. It's code FANATIC to make your first bet and receive your risk-free bet up to $500. No gimmicks, no playthrough requirements, only at DraftKings. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey only. Restrictions apply. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Go Gargano and Martinez Middays.
Oh, don't leave. 2 years.
Anthony!
Thank God. Normal people.
You don't know that yet. Take that back. You do not know that they're normal.
I got an alien, and I don't even know what that thing is in here.
I've been called many things. Normal is not really ever one of them.
Bro. Andrew, thank God you're here, Andrew. What are you doing, man?
What's up?
You're not allowed to take off the show.
I'm sorry.
I didn't take off. I got forced off. I can't deal with him. He got me aggravated 45 seconds into the show.
I heard you driving in. He's like, you don't even have the lights on in there.
No, man. I got no feedback.
I guess after Mike put two of the inaugural balls in the drink yesterday, he flexed and stole your producer.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, I didn't know that. By the way.
Wow. Two in the drink.
What is this?
I don't know.
No, you know what? No. All right? That Pat do Mike show, you can't have my producer. I'm going to fight them for you. Bad enough, I lost my brother. All right? The bro.
I was just told yesterday, he said, by the way, you're not doing middays tomorrow.
Are pissing me off. Taking my people.
The tunis.
I love that two guys are about to fight and the loser gets me. Makes me feel good about myself.
It's a fair point. Fair point.
Dude. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Eagles win the Super Bowl.
Yeah. That was awesome.
Did you get emotional?
Very.
See, of course. I love you, bro. Did you cry?
I got like misty eyed. I wasn't crying. Right. You know what I did immediately? Once I kind of hugged everybody in my house.
Yes.
I think there was about.
You hugged people.
Oh, I was hugging everybody. I was hugging strangers on Broad Street.
You hugged people. This guy goes like this.
Good job, guys.
Hey, golf pot. Wait, we're gonna do the dishes.
What I first did is I literally ran out my front door after all the hugs, and I let out a William Wallace-esque scream of just, yeah, as loud as I could.
Thank you.
It was like this giant weight off of my shoulders.
Thank you.
It was one of the best feelings ever.
Thank you.
You got a little freedom on me?
I did a little freedom. Did you get emotional?
Yeah, misty-eyed. I was shaking, apparently. Yeah. I don't remember feeling the shakes, but I was told I was shaking.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm saddled with an alien and some creature.
You know what you're saddled with? Two hockey guys.
All right,
they might be emotionless creatures.
First of all,
no, I'm emotional.
My emotion's on record because I was on the air, so I was excited. And I was hugging strangers on Broad Street. I just didn't cry.
That's right.
You said you weren't emotional.
I didn't cry.
Well, it's not about crying. You get emotional. You get like, you know.
We did it.
Yeah. You're like a little well. You got a little, you know, whatever.
I didn't well up, but I was, yeah, I was beside
myself.
Didn't
well up.
I went to disbelief. I was just in a disbelief.
Stunned?
But I watched it by myself.
Oh, okay.
I left the party after like the first quarter. I watched it in my bedroom by myself on the bench at the end of the bed.
I was even more emotional then. Because that's when you start thinking about people.
Yeah, I was alone in my bedroom watching it at my own party because they scored the first touchdown when I was up there by accident.
Right.
Then they were driving again. I was like, I got to go back to where they scored.
I respect that.
And then next thing I knew, I watched the whole game alone.
I respect that.
But everybody was downstairs.
I respect that. We're
Philadelphia sports fans are nut jobs.
Yeah, but that's the point. Like,
yeah,
they win.
Because it means something.
And I'm running down Walnut Street.
Yeah.
Hey,
I almost thought about getting pots and pans, and then I was like, maybe I shouldn't.
Pots and pans are the best. Pots and pans are the greatest.
Yeah.
I got a pot and a pan, these two guys.
Are hockey guys emotional creatures? 610-632. Well,
thanks, Jamie. You're really helping me out. These douchebags on Twitter, like Evan Atkins, goes, coming from the guy that bulges when G is a two-apple game in November.
It's good use of apple.
It's good apple usage.
It is great apple. Hey, Evan.
Here, this is for you, Holmes.
Kiss my ass.
Two apples from G.
Yeah.
That's great.
Doesn't hit me in that muscle.
That's fair. I mean, everybody's weird and different in their own ways, I guess.
Yeah,
that's
not fair.
Well, I need Jamie's help because Anthony's come in this week like somebody shot a different dog every day. All right?
He's got a Sixers depression.
He's having memorial services for the dogs all week. He's coming. Yeah. I don't see him yesterday. I go, Friday. He's got to be better.
Did you see the picture of me after the Kawhi Leonard shot? Addy took a picture of me.
Oh, yeah.
I literally collapsed on the floor.
Yeah.
Like in disbelief.
Did you text it to me? No.
No, I didn't.
Tweeted it.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, you tweeted it. I saw it.
Yeah, it was on the show page, I think.
It's a little violation, tweeting your own picture.
No, I didn't tweet it. I sent it to our group text chat, and then Sam took it and tweeted it.
I'm sorry.
You asked it to get tweeted.
I don't rec now in your group text chat.
Yeah, I just sent you pictures of Skylar.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, so this is where I need your help, because he's still totally morose.
I was there. Monday was rough.
And I turned the page quickly. I forced myself out of any sort of sports.
It was rough, but the outlook ahead is bright, I believe.
Well, we'll get into that in a moment, too, because I have a bunch of what ifs that I got to throw some by. But the way to get Anthony out of this funk, he needs to come over to your house tonight with, and you'll provide a 12-pack or case of Heady Toppers. Sure. Not only that, but you'll have a beautiful stromboli there. Ooh. And you, Anthony, and little Skylar, the newborn.
That sounds like a lovely evening.
And Anthony will hold the baby. You guys will watch the Super Bowl DVD together.
Maybe we'll cry together.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll cry at that. And
Zach Ertz goes over that goal line. We might just combust into tears.
It could happen.
And hear Collinsworth say, I don't know if it's a touchdown for 10 minutes.
God, isn't that the most Philly thing ever? That the Super Bowl call is like ruined?
It's terrible.
It's really awful.
And you know what? I realize how much I hate him.
Because I hear Harry Callis in my head clear as day.
Yes.
The day I die.
We're champions of baseball.
Like the joy that you see wheels next to
him. You know what? It was a BS call. The two of them. And Al, and I love Al.
He was like checked out that night or something.
I love Al. But, dude.
What, did he take the under that game?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And the game is over.
And this Collinsworth. And I got to tell you, I want to fight the guy. All right?
My money's on you.
I want to fight him.
He's skinny.
I want to fight the dude. Yeah. I really do.
He ruined our call.
He did. He ruined it.
53 years.
You know what's funny? I didn't realize why I felt this way toward him. Was all last year, I'm like, why is he rubbing me the wrong way?
That's why.
Because he was rubbing me the wrong way all last year.
Yeah.
Because I think he's a good analyst.
So do I.
You know, like.
He annoys me, but he's a good analyst.
I look at it straight. I go, the guy's a good analyst. But I'm like, why is this guy rubbing me the wrong way? And it goes back to that moment.
Because when the ball drops, he goes, oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Can you play that, Pat? Can you dig that up for me?
He stole our call.
He did. He stole it.
Now, Pat was on the air when it happened. Pat, do we have your reaction when they won? Because
I'll try to dig it up.
Okay, he's going to dig it up, and we'll get Pat's. This is, you know, it's real. It's in the moment. It's the ball hits the ground, and he's on the air, so we have tape of it.
Like, that's they didn't awesome.
Have of what I would have said or you would have said. You know, we can recreate that all we want. But we have actual tape.
You couldn't air what we said.
Not even peeping like crazy.
Yeah.
But no, it didn't make me emotional. It made you, Jimmy. I think
misty eyed.
Yeah, I think you're. Kind I was of accentuating dead. It for Anthony's benefit here a little bit. I don't think you got misty.
No, he's not.
I'm a truth.
He's not. He is that. You know why? Because he's got a soul. he's a good man. All right.
I was definitely misty eyed with my wife. Like, we were jumping up and hugging. Yeah,
he's a good man.
But it wasn't like full on.
That's why I love him. You think I loved him because he was a good producer? No,
you wouldn't love him.
Certainly not.
Right?
Did you share sports with your wife?
Football and baseball, she really gets into. Basketball and hockey, not so much.
Okay.
I mean, you guys are...
Yeah, I don't share it with my wife.
You can't leave me alone with these guys. Like, it's
you gotta talk to management about
it's
that,
one
man.
Thing, I think we're getting an earful. it's one thing.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.